There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. It's our annual pilgrimage to Omaha. Warren Buffett and the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting. That's tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Lawrence Cunningham's a professor at the George Washington University Law School. Larry's an authority on corporate governance, corporate culture, corporate law. Been on our show to talk about his book, Berkshire Beyond Buffett, The Enduring Value of Values, the Unique Culture of Berkshire Hathaway. Also the editor of the Buffett Essay Symposium with Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, for which he was also on the show when we broadcast from the lobby of the Omaha Hilton for the Berkshire annual meeting 2 years ago. And just out now to coincide with this upcoming weekend's Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, the Warren Buffett Shareholder Stories from Inside the Berkshire Hathaway Annual Meeting, edited by Larry and his wife, Stephanie Cuba. She's a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and the Cardoza Law School. She's a real estate consultant in New York City. Joining us right now from Omaha, welcome back. Larry, how are you?
It's great to be back again with you, Jim. Everything is fine here in Omaha.
Oh, my God. Reading your book got all the juices flowing again. Before I start, I want to briefly, though, John and I, as we were preparing for the show, we found out this week that Berkshire All-Star Oriental Trading President, CEO Sam Taylor, who was on our show, in fact, led off our show from Omaha, passed away. He was a humble man. He was a good man, typical of the Berkshire All-Stars. We did not know about that, so we want to just mention that in passing. I assume you knew Sam as well?
Yes, we did. We have a tribute to him in this book written by Phil Terry.
What's your favorite part of the weekend, by the way?
You know, it's sort of like trying to figure out which child of mine is my favorite. You know, I love them all in different ways. I mean, the Q&A, you know, remains the pinnacle and the original magnet and draw, and it's pretty exceptional. And I guess right up there for me is just meeting all my friends that I've made through Berkshire over the years, and that can happen during the, you know, meeting or at many of the satellite events. And I think it's really, that's what it comes down to, is catching up with friends.
Tell us, why'd you put this book together, Larry, and why do 40,000 people trek to Omaha, particularly now that you can watch it live stream on Yahoo?
We put the book together because we think the shareholders are one of the most important parts of Berkshire culture, and yet they really haven't been studied so much. And I think the reason they come year after year after year is because they really are special. They have something, a set of values in common that are really part of Berkshire, and they're just as important to Berkshire's longevity as who will succeed Warren Buffett. You need to have very high-quality shareholders that get the Berkshire culture in order for Berkshire to thrive. And so we wanted to start focusing on the shareholders.
That's a great point. Briefly, because I don't think most people understand this, how different a Berkshire annual meeting is versus the typical corporate. The typical corporate ones are staged, right, and over in like 5 minutes.
That's right. And very few people attend.
Yes.
And nothing is accomplished. There are no ideas are achieved. If they have a high turnout, it's because there's some activist agitating and there's some dissension. And Berkshire is completely different. It's a partnership-like atmosphere where people are trying to learn the business, understand decisions that have been made. And in that sense, even though it's this year, I think he's expecting 42,000, It's a huge turnout, and yet in some ways it still feels like a pretty small company that they've had this meeting for nearly 40 years or so. Back in the old days, there were only a few hundred people. And it still has a feeling. I mean, obviously, it's a mob scene, but there's still a sense of there are two guys, Warren and Charlie, answering questions of shareholders and talking to them as if they're partners in a business rather than they're, you know, someone's a fancy CEO and these are mere minions in a shareholder pool. It's a very special, very big, but still very special kind of company feeling.
Somebody in your book says it, too, that it's sort of like changing your oil. You go out there to declutter from the rest of the world, and it's a whole way of life. It's a different way of thinking. It's a rational, independent way. The whole deal is really special.
That's right. That piece is by Shane Parrish, who is a Canadian investor who writes a really thoughtful newsletter and blog called Farnham Street, which is the address, obviously, where Berkshire is headquartered. And that idea of a oil change for the soul is he makes this point that the people who attend are the people he'd like to be. They're smart, they're thoughtful, they're rational, and that's how he wants to be. And the other neat point that he makes and others echo is that the answers are the same every year. When Warren and Charlie are holding forth on that stage, they're not making up new points or developing new principles. They're time-tested, old-fashioned principles about patience, long-term, integrity, candor, quality businesses, good returns on invested capital. It's the same answers every year, but that's sort of the point. There's a stability, a reliability that's very assuring to people, and it also just makes sense. And so that oil change is like, well, you just need to stay clean. You know, you need to be rejuvenated, refreshed. I mean, and it's that's a big important part of the whole catharsis, I think, of the weekend.
Have you figured this out yet? I watch these guys eat C's peanut butter brittle for 6 hours and drink cherry Cokes nonstop. Why they don't go to the bathroom more often? I don't see them ever go to the bathroom.
they must have a secret gene, because I certainly just couldn't do that. And most people couldn't. And, I mean, it's amazing, too.
They're 90-year-old guys, too.
Yeah. The physical stamina, the intellectual stamina, it's extraordinary. And it's infectious. So they have modeled a leadership and a philosophy that people in this crowd, that's, again, it's something very special about the Berkshire shareholders. These are not the typical shareholders in corporate America. These are mostly individuals and families. 40% of the stock, besides Warren's stake, is owned by individuals, families, not institutions, not big indexing. The biggest group together of shareholders here are people, and they've taken – They're not mindlessly imitating what Warren and Charlie do, but they get this modeling. These guys are friends. Warren and Charlie have been friends since 1959. They're business partners. They share ideas. They treat each other with enormous respect. They'll sit there all day and answer questions from people. They show that stamina. And other people all around Omaha this weekend at dozens of different events do a similar kind of thing. Take questions, answer them all day, debate them all day, according to a fairly basic set of principles.
You know, I think your biggest contribution to the whole Berkshire thing is this pointing out this soft stuff, that the values and the culture are what make Berkshire special, not necessarily just the intrinsic value and float that we all, you know, leaped on his insights. How did Berkshire get such special shareholders? Companies get the shareholders they deserve, right?
That's a great quote. And I think the answer in Berkshire's case is that the company was created by an investor, and it's been run by an investor. Very few big companies were created by investors for investors, whether it's ExxonMobil and the Rockefellers or Google and Larry Page or Facebook and Zuckerberg or IBM and Tom Watson. Those are business people, entrepreneurs, managers, and nothing against any of those guys, but you're going to have a very different culture than a company like Berkshire, which was founded by an investor. His primary and almost total focus is on the shareholders, the fellow shareholders, the partners. Now, that means we take care of customers, take care of employees, take care of the planet, and all this other stuff, but the glue that holds the whole operation together is that it's a a group of shareholders, and it's run for shareholders. And it, that mindset has just been part of the company from the beginning, and the rest of the shareholders get that. The shareholders of ExxonMobil get that too. So very big institutions and large conglomerations of money are the big investors in those companies. They're not as visible. They're not as important at Berkshire Hathaway.
I've always thought that, and the word's been used too, that they view a Charlie and Warren as a didactic platform. They're basically teachers.
Yeah, that's a very important point, Jim. What they've done for decades is educate the shareholders about the special features of Berkshire. And what that has done, in terms of your point about getting the shareholders you deserve, is it's mostly weeded out the shareholders who are interested in a quick buck, or they'd like to buy the stock and flip it in 3 months, or the group of shareholders that insist that a company has to just be focused on one thing and not allow for this diversified conglomerate, and a shareholder that is concerned about the tax consequences of corporate policy, such as paying dividends or selling companies. And so Warren and Charlie have spent their careers at Berkshire educating the shareholders on how they think about the business, and the effect has been that shareholders who like the knowledge, who appreciate those tenets of permanence, of reinvesting capital rather than distributing it, of retaining businesses rather than selling, those who get that kind of model are those who have stuck around mostly. It's not perfect. There are some short-term shareholders in the mix, but the overwhelming demographic of the Berkshire shareholder is an educated one who have learned those lessons that have been taught and agree with them.
Listen to Business Talk with Jim Campbell over the Business Talk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. Go to businesstalkradio.com, find the station closest to you, access our archive of podcasts, listen over the internet. We got more from Omaha coming right up with Larry Cunningham. Stay with us.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Buffett expert Larry Cunningham. The first weekend in May every year, the Berkshire annual meeting, and it's an annual show for us as well. Larry, first off, did Warren sign off on your putting this this whole composite sort of edited book together?
He did. It's sort of a neat story. I've done a lot of projects around Berkshire and Buffett over 25 years, and if it concerns him in any direct way, I'll usually run it by him. And most of the time he green lights it. Once in a while he'll say he's not so sure about an idea. This one he totally green lighted. And in the beginning he said, look, I think it's a great idea. Good luck with it. I don't know if you're actually going to be able to get, you know, a lot of people to sit down and write something up, but, you know, by all means. Well, 6-8 months later, we had done just that sent it all into him. He said, "This is terrific! You know, congratulations, very well done." So he picked the book. So he's delighted. I don't want to speak for him, but he said that, and he's nominated. He's picked the book for sale inside the Bookworm at the exhibit inside the annual meeting, which is a great tribute. And even better, he went and picked. I don't know. You've been to the meeting at
yes.
The Bookworm. 30 books are on sale in a very small exhibit.
Yeah.
And the entrance to the exhibit is framed by blown-up 3D covers of one or two of the books. And this year, that's our book.
And you've got 40,000 people walking by that all day long.
It's a merchandising dream.
You can work one day this year, basically, and
exactly.
Take the rest off. And I was interested to read that Buffett actually tracks how the books sell.
He does. Jim Roth wrote, Phil Black, I guess, one of our booksellers, contributing, explained how Warren thinks about the book selection, and tracking sales is a very important part of it. And which, you know, when you think about it, that's how Warren thinks. He's not going to try to force things on people. If people like something, then he'll want to offer it to them. I mean, he'll make his own independent judgment, obviously, in the beginning. But if something is selling, he'll like to sell more of it. And that's how it's been with the Bookworm. And well, hopefully, this book will stay in there for many years to come.
And in fact, it leads right into the book is really, really through the contributor. And everything gives you the ecosystem that's been built around this meeting, and what almost is the main purpose for all you guys now is to get together and network. How did you pick some of the guys that were in it, and tell the Joel Greenblatt story how you actually gave away 5,000 copies of your essays book.
Oh yeah, that's a great story. And we picked these people. We know them obviously, and we wanted to have a representative cross section of a lot of different kinds of people. So we have professional writers, we have professional investors, we have some professors, we have people who have created parts of the ecosystem. I like that word that you used to describe this in terms of events, book signings, conferences, summits, and that sort of thing. So it's a broad mix of people. So we wanted to have a lot of multiple voices, different points of view, which is kind of neat because even though everyone has their own special take and their own wonderful particular recollections, there's still this ecosystem, this feeling that it's a very particular culture. And the story with Joel Greenblatt is great. In 1998, he and John Petrie wanted to launch the Value Investors Club, which was going to be a place where people pick stocks using the Graham-Dodd method of determining what the intrinsic value of a company is and buying it if the it could be bought at a very low price. Well, at that time, that method of investing was very marginalized because the tech boom was everything was going up, and so it seemed very old-fashioned. So they were having a hard time launching the Value Investors Club, and they said, you know, we need a brilliant marketing strategy. Where are the value investors? Where do people go? And they said, the Berkshire meeting. We've got to go to the Berkshire meeting. How are we going to get them interested at the Berkshire meeting? They said, well, I know Cunningham's Essays of Warren Buffett is coming out in a new edition. Let's buy that and give it away. And so they called me, ordered 5,000 copies, had it printed locally, and I drove a U-Haul truck right up to the front of the exhibit hall, which I don't think you could do today. And John and Joel started handing it out from the back of the truck. They've got some funny twists on the story in there. In the beginning, no one would take it. They're trying to hand out a free book, and these skeptical value investors thought, who would be giving us something free? But then eventually a few people took it, a few more people took it, the word got around the center, and all of a sudden they had lines longer than all around the corner of the block, and so they got rid of all 5,000 copies.
Great story. Tom Gaynor, who was the Markel genius and the baby Buffett, if you want to call him. To me, his story is symptomatic too. He hadn't heard of Warren Buffett. He thought it was pronounced buffet. And now you look at it, Markel is not only a big presence there, but their brunch on Sunday, they have 1,000 people show up on the same weekend.
Tom is a great guy, and you're right, his essay in this book is delightful. It's witty. It's just like him. It's modest. It's quirky, and it's really a success story. So it was 1984, and he stumbled up. It was a story in Fortune magazine. Warren wasn't widely known or written about then, and he thought, gee, this sounds like common sense. I kind of like this guy, and he goes into his boss and uses the pronunciation buffet. His boss threw him out. He turned around and walked across town, got a job at Markel, and talked them into Berkshire's a very interesting company. It's a little bit like us. We might want to learn more. And he's been coming out here. He said, so our plan was to attract investors to Omaha. Let's go to Omaha. It'll be easier to get investors out there who already know this a little bit than to try to draw them down to Richmond. So they came out and had a brunch, had six people attend it the first year. And you're right, now 1,000 people attend that thing on Sunday morning. We'll be over there Sunday morning with this book, signing copies. And it's an amazing event. It's like a mini shareholder meeting within the larger one.
Yeah, and didn't they consummate a deal based on something that was in your book? Or
they did. That's a great story, too. It was last summer, Tom called me and said, I really have to thank you. And I said, that's great. What
do you call me about?
What I do? Yeah. I had no idea. And he said, well, thanks to in Berkshire Beyond Buffett, I answer a question a lot of people ask, which is, does anyone follow the Berkshire model? Is it really unique? And the answer is, it's rare, but there are companies that have emulated the model very successfully. And I mentioned Markel and explained a little bit about their style. And on the basis of that, a seller of a business of the largest manufacturer of ornamental plants, you know, house plants, called them and said, we'd be interested in discussing a transaction. Tom proceeded. They closed the transaction. It turned out it was because of that page in my book. So Tom was calling to thank me for that.
You know, I also, Tom Russo, I've had a chance to interview. I really liked his chapter because, you know, he talks about, oh, he's known for enduring moats and things like that. But what's really not as well known is his management development talent and the ability to do nothing, the willingness to do anything, the capacity to suffer short-term earnings, and then even unconditional love and friendship, the things that he got out of that chapter just blew me away.
Blew me away, too. Tom, obviously, a very smart and savvy guy, learned about Berkshire from his class at Stanford Law School and Stanford Business School. He's been a stockholder ever since, and he gets those lessons about patience, about opportunistic, about friendship and relationship. He gets them from the Berkshire meeting. He probably developed them on his own. He's born and raised in the Midwest. He's got good, solid values, but they've definitely been nurtured, incubated, and reinforced at the Berkshire meeting, and he gets them from the fellow shareholders, as he explains, and he also gets them from the managers. One of the neat things about Tom's piece is he explains how here at this meeting, all the Berkshire CEOs are walking around just like everybody else, and the shareholders can talk to them, and he's interviewed lots of them over the years and learned those points that you just made and other useful skills in running his own business.
We're going to hear from one of the members of this ecosystem we're talking about, Vitaly Katsanelson, in the next segment, and then Larry joins us for the final national segment.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an idea for an invention? A new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're joined now by Vitaly Ketsenelson, CEO, Chief Investment Officer at Investment Management Associates. While his primary focus is on discovering undervalued companies for his clients, also known for his uncommon common sense, he's the author of two books, Active Value Investing, Making Money in Range-Bound Markets, and the little book of Sideways Markets, How to Make Money in Markets That Go Nowhere. And in Larry Cunningham's book, he's got a chapter next year in Omaha, and that's, of course, where we are in this show right now. He's in Omaha for the annual Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting. And first off, Vitaly, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit what next year in Omaha means to you. Is it kind of a religious trek next year in Jerusalem as the origin of that?
Yes, so the every Passover is being seen next year in Jerusalem, and the hope they will be next year in Jerusalem. And I start my chapter in the book basically saying that I've been saying, I'm Jewish, and I've been saying this every year for a long, long time. And I've been to Jerusalem for the first time 2 years ago. And at the same time, value investors say next year in Omaha, and I've been to Berkshire Hathaway in a meeting 10 times. So this is my 11th time. Mm-hmm. So I've been a lot more, I guess, I kept my word a lot more when I was saying next year in Omaha.
let me ask you. My grandmother was thrown out of Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution, along with her brother was killed, and a sister was put in prison. You left Russia for a similar kind of economic opportunity. What does Buffett look like to someone coming from the economic system that you came from?
Well, we left Russia right when the Soviet Union was collapsing, and. My parents basically felt that I'm gonna have a much brighter future. I was 18 years old. My parents felt I would have a much brighter future in the United States than I would have in Russia, and they were absolutely right, because I was I was miserable because I had to go to school. And study mechanical engineering, even just because I wouldn't be drafted to the Russian army. And even though I had absolutely no interest in mechanical engineering, etc. So, when you come to the United States, you see it's a land of opportunity. You can become, you can achieve anything if you put your heart into it. So I look at, I look at Berkshire Hathaway as basically as what capitalism can do. You have a person who, Warren Buffett, who's built a company that's worth, $400 million or whatever that is, and over his lifetime, it's an incredible success.
When you say that you're known for uncommon common sense, what does that mean to you, and what is sort of your niche in the value investment community?
Well, as a value investor, a lot of times you buy hate. So when everybody loves a stock or a sector, usually that love is already kind of reflected in a company's valuation. And so there is no margin of safety. As a value investor, so a lot of times I look at the companies that, that are hated for whatever reason and mispriced. And a lot of times when the company is hated, usually it's priced accordingly. And so what I'm trying to do, I try to find companies that are hated, but the market is wrong. And so you end up being contrarian, and therefore, I may have a common sense, but it's not common because market's opinion at the time is very different from mine.
Interesting. That fits right in with coming out to Omaha, eh? But tell us what Omaha's like to you. And you had you first came right to do a book signing at Dairy Queen right there, which I'd been to one of those back when it was very small, and we'd be like just Buffett eating some huge, blizzard or something.
That's right. No, so the first time I came to Omaha, my publisher said, I just finished the book, and my publisher said, well, why don't you go to Dairy Queen and do some book signing? And just realized I worked for 2 years on this book. It's a, so my comment to her was, so I go to Omaha to sign books in Dairy Queen, and maybe next year I'll graduate to Burger King. But then you show up, in the Dairy Queen, and you have 20 or 30 authors sitting there and signing books and talking to readers, and it was absolutely fascinating. So, when I came to Omaha the first time, it was really about seeing Buffett and, hearing, and Munger and see them talk, etc. But now when I go to Omaha, it's not about, it's not actually, I hate to say that, it's not about Buffett anymore. And this is why, to me, it's almost like a semi-religious experience, because I get to see my friends. So if I wanted to hear Buffett talk, I could stay in Denver and just watch him on Yahoo Finance in the comfort of my own chair. But I come to Omaha because I have all my value investing friends come to Omaha as well. And that's where we go to dinners, we go to conferences. And that's why really now a lot of people come to Omaha.
Do you, in your mind then, Charlie and Warren are no longer the main attractions, right? So who are are there some heroes there that you picked up, friends or whatever, that that mean so much to you when you're there every year?
Well, so it's kind of funny. A lot of those heroes are the ones who contributed chapters to the book. I mean, Tom Gaynor, he runs Markel. He's one of my heroes. And Tom Russo is another one of my heroes.
Yes.
Actually, I'm very lucky because on Saturday, I'm going to be, speaking at the YPO conference, and both Tom Gaynor and Tom Russo and I and Larry Cunningham will be on stage. So all four of us. Yes. So it's but also, to be honest, I have friends that come from England, Germany, and from many other places. And we just, who are my very good friends and my personal heroes, who are not, famous heroes, I guess. And we just go to dinners. We go to dinners and we have lunches and breakfast and, we talk. It's about relationships. And this is what I find, going to Omaha now is a lot more about relationships with friends than just Buffett or Munger.
Do you think that that's why, in my mind, I say, who is going to go to Omaha once Warren passes on? The 40,000 people are not going to want to go hear Ted Wetzler, maybe, or the Todd Wetzler. Do you see this thing going forever, though, right?
I think so. I mean, because just think about it. Nobody has to come. If you want to hear Buffett talk, you don't have to come here anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can watch it, you can watch it online. So, I think it's going to continue after Buffett. After Buffett and Munger are gone, because if the value investors continue to come here, then they're going to continue to come here. So,
do you think that Markel, by the way, is a company that we've followed? We've had Tom Gaynor on. Do you think Markel is going to be a baby Berkshire? A 20 years down the road, we'll be looking at him as a junior or approaching senior Buffett type of guy and company?
I have a tremendous respect for Tom Gaynor, and I think he has all the, he's incredibly smart, and he's very humble, and just like how, he has a lot of actually non-financial quotes of Buffett, where, he's a very good human being.
Yes.
And I think, they've done a phenomenal job growing the company, and he's done a great job managing the portfolio. And so he's probably one of the closest people, that I know that could become another Buffett. But who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: why do you think as Berkshire has gotten such huge scale, and it still seems to work? Whereas the conglomerate model at General Electric, which I always used to compare because high quality people, GE doesn't seem to work anymore. What do you think the difference is?
Oh, my, I just wrote a huge article on this, and I compared General Electric to Amazon.
Okay.
And in the culture of General Electric that was instilled by Jack Welch was extremely short-term oriented. See, Jack Welch wrote a book.
Yes.
And in the book, he talked about how he could always deliver a quarter, you know, quarterly earnings. You know, he never missed earnings. Well, when you have a don't-miss-earnings culture, that's the anti-Buffett culture. It's a very short-term oriented culture. It's a kind of anti-Amazon culture as well. And I think this is why General Electric did not work, because when you to do well in the long run, you have to make decisions that are painful to earnings in the short run.
Very good.
And I think that's you know, that's the difference between Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway and the General Electric.
We were talking about how Buffett is such a good person and gainer is, and the thing to me, GE became a company where all that mattered was you made your quarterly numbers, and you need sort of a bigger mission on life, I think, than making your quarterly numbers. As we finish up in the last 40 seconds, what's the single most fun thing that you get to do over this weekend?
Tonight I'm going to dinner with my friends who I haven't seen in a year.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I love the most. You're just having, eat a lot of steak and have a good conversation. That's my favorite thing here.
Well, it's another great story about Vitaly Katsanelson coming over from a collapsing Soviet Union to become part of the Berkshire Hathaway family. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend out in Omaha.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
And Larry Cunningham rejoins us now. It's our annual show on the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting. It's our last segment here. You know, Larry, you make a great case from other book on enduring values and that Buffett and Berkshire's values will endure long beyond Buffett's tenure. My question is, how are you equally confident that 40,000 people and that the whole ethos of the annual meeting will survive Warren and Munger?
It's an excellent question, and I think that's one of the points of this book is I want to shine the light on the importance of the shareholders to the culture and to its continuity, and to stress that shareholder quality is as important as managerial quality. You need both. And so Warren and Charlie and the board are going to be very careful in selecting successors. They signaled by elevating Greg Abel and Ajit Jain to the board and vice chairmanships, that those are probably the front runners. Most people knew that. It's expected. Those guys are first-class, talented managers with terrific character. Warren says they have Berkshire blood in their veins. And so I think that part, that piece of the puzzle is as strong as you can possibly get it. And you're right, that what's equally important is that the shareholder body needs to continue to support those guys in the very unusual policies of the company. So opportunistic acquisition strategy that means a very diversified conglomerate rather than the fashion of focus that is the appetite of the institutional investor these days. A willingness to skip a dividend. Berkshire has not paid a dividend since 1967. The shareholders overwhelmingly voted against one in 2014. That's very unusual in corporate America. But it speaks to these shareholders have the long-term view. They appreciate the tax efficiency of Berkshire. They appreciate the value of compounding. And so as long as that culture on their side is continued, I think the company has a very long runway in front of it. The two go hand in hand. So Ajit, Greg, the others need to sustain the economic returns. shareholders need to appreciate that and support them, and that will in turn help them generate those economic returns, and so the virtuous circle will be sustained.
Do you see that that they will highlight, or they'll let the successors get a little stage presence, the allocators, if you will, Todd Wechsler and Ted Koombs, or the Greg Abel and Ajit Jain on the business side, that they'll get some exposure over time, that maybe the Charlie and Warren will step down even before they pass away?
Might be, yeah. We have a nice piece in the book by Simon Lauren that suggest that might be a prudent glide path to take.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, you know, doing a Johnny Carson. There's another guy from Omaha who said, you know, I'm leaving at the top of my career. I don't think they're likely to do that, but a widening of the lens, broadening out of the spotlight and of the identification of the people with the company. And I think that's happening a little bit. I think by promoting Ajit, putting Ajit and Greg on the board is very significant. We've never promoted an insider up into the board. Board appointments are not that common.
Mm-hmm.
14 people on the board now. They have them every 4 or 5 years. Somebody joins, but so that's a very significant elevation. And then to name them vice chairman, Ajit running overseeing insurance and Greg overseeing the other businesses is also a novelty. That's never been done. Charlie's been vice chairman since 1978, but we've never had internal board members having oversight of particular businesses. So those are very big signals on their own. And then a few years ago, Warren gradually invited questions at the meeting to those guys. Greg has answered several over the years. My own view, and I think Robert Hagstrom has a piece in the new book,
mm-hmm,
that suggests this too, that it might be nice to hear from both of them a little more from the meeting floor. I mean, what would be really great, I think, would be to give them some time up there on the stage. I don't think that's going to happen, but that would be a way to smooth that glide path. But I think internally, not so much is going to change. So that Ajit is now overseeing the insurance company, it doesn't change the daily lives of any of the managers of the insurance companies. I was on a panel today with one of them, Dan Worcester, who said, you know, with Ajit overseeing this since January, my life hasn't changed a bit other than,
yeah,
I needle Ajit a little more than I used to.
Well, as we finish up and get back to the secret sauce stuff, why is Buffett so successful, and how is he able to be so irrational, control his emotions, so focused on integrity, intelligence, et cetera? Well, the secret sauce.
Warren Buffett is a sui generis. I mean, there's yeah, he's an icon. There's no one like him. Charlie's his own iconoclastic, peculiar character. They're very different in some extremely, you know, important and fundamental ways. But they both have that drive to harness rationality around human behavior. I think the key thing, if there's a secret sauce that can be synthesized or boiled down, is that they are very self-aware. They are infinitely aware of their limitations, of their fallibility, of their psychological weaknesses, the danger of hubris, the risks of idiocy. And they just worry about that, and it keeps, you know, so that's, you get things like the circle of competence, not going to auctions, not participating in bidding wars, and just trying to avoid places where those emotions, the natural human psychology, can trip people up, can lead to irrational behavior. They just try to stay away from all that stuff. And you're in New Haven, I'm in Omaha right now. One way Warren's done it is to live in Omaha, where it's just a little easier going, it's a long way from Wall Street. Charlie's done it a different way, lives in Los Angeles, but, you know, way high up in the mountains.
Talking about doing it differently from Wall Street, which he does in every share, but why aren't there more Berkshire Hathaways?
It takes a special person, and then it takes the investor sensibility I referred to in the first segment, where this is the person who's built the company based on what's best for shareholders rather than out of entrepreneurial instincts or managerialism, and that, so most companies are not built that way. And then second thing is, as we were just saying, you know, you really have to have a lot of control, a lot of self-discipline, a lot of self-awareness. Those are just elude most people, many people. And I guess the third observation is that there, you know, it's like Tom Gaynor at Markel, it is possible to do this, maybe not on exactly the same galactic scale or for the longer run that they've achieved, but it's possible, and you see it. You know, it's a very small list, but there is a list of companies.
All right, great stuff, Larry. Are you going to run in the Berkshire 5K? What's your goal time?
I am, yeah. I'd like to do it in 27.
Okay. Larry Cunningham, the Warren Buffett shareholder, stories from inside the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, helped make this a great annual show for us. We really appreciate it. This has been Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Thanks to Lawrence Cunningham and Vitaly Katsadelson. Thanks to our national audience for listening. So everybody, next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.